Thanks for joining me, Scott. You're in attendance at Kingston Heath last night, where Bentley Greens had an historic victory over A-League opposition, winning 1-0 against Wellington Phoenix. What were your thoughts on the game?
Firstly, afternoon. I think overall the best team won. I mean, obviously everyone will have an opinion on the quality of the game, and ultimately the 10-man decision played in favour. Essentially, it afforded Jonathan Ziadis to change his formation, and furthermore, he'll be very pleased with his team's output. The discipline out of possession and the way they defended was crucial. On the flip side, Wellington obviously are lacking some numbers in terms of definitive quality in the attacking third. They looked okay in terms of overall possession at times. However, I think the balance of play, Bentley really snuffed out any forward threat or any penetration at all.
What did you make of the way Bentley set up in that 3-4-3 system? It seemed to be an adaptation for this game that paid off in spectacular fashion.
Yeah, it was interesting. Looking at the team sheets before the game, we weren't too sure if the manager would stick with that. Obviously, he's been tinkering with that over the last couple of weeks as well. And what it afforded was the wide strikers in Burns and Krishna. They really were pegged back because their fullback was overloaded. Once their wide... their wing-backs pushed on, Krishna and Burns really had to drop off and support the fullback a lot more, which meant getting some forward press on the ball was going to be very challenging. So tactically, you would suggest the system really benefited Bentley, especially in the early stages. But reverting back to the system late in the game, because of the 10 men really stopped the way they could actually play with the possession, and they sort of reverted more to a transition-type game, essentially. But overall, I thought they were magnificent last night.
Obviously, the game changed on 33 minutes when James Kelly received his second yellow card. That was 10 minutes after Marko Jankovic put Bentley in the lead with a fantastic header at the near post. Were you surprised at Wellington's inability to break down Bentley after they went down to 10 men?
No, not really. I've been in situations like that before. And as I said on the commentary, the default position is that, you know, that lone striker sitting up there. And what happens is the pressure a team has throughout possession, sometimes players can actually make poor decisions because they feel they need to get higher up the field and get more pressure on the ball. But however, I just saw a definitive discipline from the team, Bentley, especially in terms of the way they started and the structure in which they really stuck with that. It was very challenging. The space wasn't necessarily in behind, and they were really comfortable with Wellington having that ball in advanced areas, but it always seems to be in front. And lastly, I just looked at the body language of the Bentley Greens team during the defensive phases, and they didn't look too stressed at all. They looked very comfortable, and there was a lot of composure with the organisation.
How was the atmosphere at the ground? Obviously, Bentley have a fantastic home record, and it seemed to be on their side in this game with the crowd really willing them home. The tired 10 men on the in the 95th minute or so, you know, the crowd was really revving up.
Yeah, certainly was. It was difficult to hear, essentially, during the commentary, but ultimately they certainly were behind the team. But more importantly, the team actually gave them something to cheer and really support, because the mentality sometimes against an A-League club, potentially, when the referee makes a decision like that, would actually to give up. But they certainly didn't do that. They maintained their discipline, but most importantly, respect for the shirt and the club. And, you know, they're going to the round of 16 full of confidence now with another A-League club out of the race for the FFA Cup final. And I see the flexibility of that team, especially, and with the managers and how clever he is. And furthermore, they've got two or three very clever players also. So I actually see them going quite deep into the competition.
John Anastasiadis has long been hailed as one of the best coaches outside of the A-League. Did he prove his credentials once again with this display?
Yeah, well, it comes down to the opponent and how you set up. But most importantly, the board, the chairman at the football club have given him the license to recruit certain players, and furthermore, the budget. And within the budget, he selected very good players. And I've always said that a manager is defined by his recruitment. And I just felt he had a very good balance. And the flexibility within the balance of the squad is key as well. And as I said, when it comes down to recruitment, any manager can fail or succeed on the back of that. Outside of the A-League, he's a very good manager. Obviously, I've only seen him play three or four times. We played them a few years ago also. in the off season, and it's consistent management. But the affordability of to get good players and keep good players is the key in the NPL.
And what about Mark Rudin? His era at Wellington Phoenix has started fairly poorly, but they're still in pre-season. Were there any bright spots for him to take?
I mean, ultimately, the manager would have gone into that game with high expectations of the squad. He would have had a very measured approach to the outcome of it. It's a difficult one. The fans want to win every game, and as do the team, travelling team, that is. But it doesn't always happen that way. And as I said, it's very challenging playing an NPL club at times because their mentality is, one, they want to beat the A-League club. But certainly as a manager, having been there as well at times, you really have to remain very calm, very measured, and utilise the game as an exercise to develop the team as opposed to actually really identifying weakness in it. You really have to now support the playing group. They've got another, eight weeks before the start of the season as well. So it's all about slight perspective of where they're at. I feel they're probably four or five players short, and having spoken to the management group pre and post-game, they feel that as well. However, it's not an easy job, Wellington. You look at the balance of the squad. He's certainly taken on a hard job, that is. And it'll be interesting to see how they go throughout the year. I think it might be overall quite a challenging year for the Wellington Phoenix.
As it so often is, you mentioned they're four or five players short. Which area in particular do you think they have to press on and improve? Or is it throughout the team that they need a smattering of more experienced players?
No, well, watching the game last night, you look at the statistics from the game, a lot of possession at times due to the 10 men, but they certainly can build up. There's no doubt about that in the back third. It's in the midfield. I feel they lack a creative midfielder or a defensive midfielder that can balance off and play alongside someone slightly more attacking. Because what we were seeing last night is Mitch Knuckles dropping into that holding midfielder position, picking up the ball. And listen, it's difficult when you don't understand the philosophy of the manager. However, a creative player is most effective closer to the goal and affecting the central defenders and their holding midfielders at Bentley. And last night, they didn't really do that. They do have some positive threats in Krishna and Burns. However, they are lacking a number nine, essentially. And what I mean by that is someone that can hold the line, occupy two central defenders. But I must say and conclude on that, it always comes down to the manager's principles and how he wants to play. And what I saw last night was a team that looked very very organised at spells. And it looks to me they've spent a lot of time in the defensive organisation as yet, and they possibly haven't really phased in any attacking play as yet. And that makes sense, because if he hasn't got his number nine target yet, or his attacking midfielder recruited, why would you really start working with the team until they're actually in place?
Makes sense to me, Scott. But what about Bentley and the players on the park? Was it just a solid team performance, or was there anyone in particular that stood out to you as someone who could maybe make a jump up to a higher level?
There were a few players, and forgive my understanding of the names at that level just yet. I'm obviously recently back into the country as well, but the goal scorer impressed me, and the wide striker also showed very positive signs in terms of taking in 1v1 situations. I thought he was outstanding as well. But overall, I just thought the composure in the team, and what really struck me was on transition, instead of passing it out and playing direct, they looked to play out from the back third into mid third with composure. And I thought, wow, at that level, it was interesting to watch, especially with the high press and the numbers forward from Wellington at times. They looked to play out, and that for me as a manager that trusts his players and really encourages his players to actually play football and play out through the lines as opposed to playing quite direct. So I was very pleased to see that overall, but I think it just comes down to, one, the team and the consistency of players at the club together, and obviously at a performing high levels every week also just comes from the manager's demands, I guess.
And going forward in the FFA Cup, Bentley obviously full of confidence. Are there any other sides that you've spotted throughout the competition that you think could go far, maybe from an NPL perspective?
I think in terms of the games I've seen so far on TV and live, Bentley for me have got the flexibility to do it. They've got the ability to play two different styles, possession based in the attacking half, and then they've got the speed in which they can use off the bench as well to expose the space in behind. So I, for one, see Bentley going far. I just think with their credentials and history in the competition as well, I just think with the manager's mentality and the organisation is going to be key. Obviously, the big guns will always be there. I think Melbourne Victory will be very strong watching them last night. And they did that with limited recruits on the pitch yet in terms of their marquee positions. So Melbourne Victory will be strong, and I think from an NPL perspective and certainly Victoria, Bentley Greens.
Well, Scott, thanks so much for joining me. Great job on the coverage last night. I love hearing your tactical breakdowns of what's going on the field, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.